Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
I want to ask a question today. Who owns the rainbow? The rainbow's been used by the LGBTQI plus movement for several years now. But my question today is, what is the rainbow all about? Who put it there? And what is the real meaning? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I'm going to be teaching you ancient secrets that still work today in the modern world. How good is a rainbow? I don't know about you. Every time I see a rainbow, I'm going, wow, the colors. It's usually a bright sort of sunshine creating it with some clouds in the background, dark backdrop, you know, multicolored. I remember as a kid, I was on a farm with a cousin of mine, and there was a rainbow in the paddock not far from where we're standing. And he's like, look at that, the rainbow's touching the earth. And I said, let's run down there and stand in it. And he's like, oh, you can't do that because if you run to it, it gets away from you. And I felt really stupid. Do you remember those times when you're young and you ask dumb questions? But you know, rainbows are so beautiful. And it's obviously been used to symbolize a movement towards homosexual and that movement for years now. But who put the rainbow there? And what does it mean? Well, the Bible actually says what the rainbow is all about. And the Bible describes who created the rainbow and the true meaning behind the rainbow. The rainbow has a meaning, and it's deeper than just sexuality. It's deeper than gender identity. It's deeper than anything else like that. And I'm going to read out to you from Genesis chapter 9. This is so exciting. I love the Bible. I don't know about you. The Bible is where I found my identity. You know, who am I? Who are you? I don't know about you. I don't know what forms your identity. Is your identity based on your job, your career, you know, what you earn, the people you know, your relationships? Maybe you're married, maybe you're not. The fact that you're single, maybe you're married, maybe you got kids, or, you know, your success. What is your identity based upon? How much money you got, the car you drive? So many of us, the clothes we wear, the bling, the drip, you know, so many of us, we project an image, we project something to people because that's what we identify as, the music we listen to. There are so many things that can shape our identity. But I don't know about you, but the Word of God has shaped my identity since I started following Jesus, and that's who I am. Every time I open up a Bible, it's like, there I am, there I am. And as I live that Bible, and as I do what the Bible says, that's my identity. That's who I am. So it doesn't matter if I've got Lowe's on or Hugo Boss. It doesn't matter what's being projected. What matters is who I am. And the Word of God is where we discover who we are. And this is all relevant to the rainbow. We're going somewhere with this. But Genesis chapter 9, verse 14, God said this, it shall be when I, God, the guy who made the earth, made you and me, bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. Okay, how good is God? He's so creative. Some people think God's kind of boring and dull, and he just would always wear gray clothes or dark clothes and just be a kind of drab, boring guy. But he created a rainbow with all the colors in the rainbow. God made that. He designed it. He's so creative. And he puts the rainbow there, and he goes, "And the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature on of all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it, and I will remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." So the rainbow is there for God to remember his covenant with people and for people to remember our covenant with God. You say, what's our covenant with God? Our covenant with God is this, that God has given us this earth. He's allowed us to live here, and we have to honor him. And that's what the rainbow is there for. You know, I look at the homosexual and the gay movement, the lesbian movement, I think, well, I don't think you should define yourself by your sexuality. You know, it's like a heterosexual walking around and saying, well, I have sex this way, that's who I am. No, you're not. That's, sex is a function. It's not who you are. It's sad when people are who create an identity out of their form of sexuality. The Bible says you are a son of God. You're a daughter of God. You're made in his image. He loves you just the way you are. Jesus died for you on the cross. He bled for you. He died for you. He actually gave up his last breath for you. That's who you are. You're not defined by your sexuality, by your urges, by your passions. You're defined by who God says you are, and he loves you just the way you are. Find your identity in Him. And every time you see a rainbow, just remember, God's got a covenant with the earth and with people like you and me.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.